Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, legendary attorney Joe Guild will join us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, James Smack and Cecilia Colling. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Scott Peterson. We're spurring on the Western Legacy. June 16th through the 25th. For tickets, call 800-325-SEAT or visit RenoRodeo.com. Come join us at the Reno Rodeo.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters.
Welcome back to the program. Joe Gill, the attorney, a rancher, legend of the legislature. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good morning, Sam. Good to be with you.
So one of the things that's exciting as you travel around the state in your role as a rancher is we've got water everywhere.
We do. In fact, I was just down in Mason Valley and Carson Valley yesterday, and there's water flowing everywhere. the ranges, as you travel east across Nevada, are full of feed for livestock and wildlife. Streams are flowing. The water, the stock water tanks and whatnot have water in them. That's the good news. The bad news is that we've had a pretty good cheatgrass year, and we have to be mindful of the wildfire threat that's out there as a result of a good water year like this. So I'm sure every rancher and every land management agency employee is aware of that and looking warily to the future. So we'll see what the summer brings.
Without taking a position one way or the other, what's your thought on the wild horse situation and, this constant battle between the environmentalists who want to save every wild horse and the ranches who are just saying this is just not sustainable, and then the BLM admitting that, you know, the cost of maintaining these wild horses is just through the roof?
Well, I see it as a trust problem, looking at it as objectively as I can. There are way too many horses, and the people who advocate for more wild horses don't agree that the numbers that the BLM states are correct numbers. That's number one. Number two, there's a total misunderstanding and frankly, misinformation about the rancher position relative to wild horses. What ranchers say is we don't want, they're not saying we want less wild horses and therefore we can get more cattle and sheep out there. What they're saying is manage these horses like our livestock are managed. And the wild horse advocates take that as an anti-wild horse stance, and it's not. So until people can face each other and have a modicum of trust in the discourse, we're always going to have this problem, because the wild horse advocates can generate literally thousands, tens of thousands of messages from all over the world to advocate for their position. It puts the Bureau of Land Management, the primary administrator of the program, in an untenable position. They can't win politically, and so it's a conundrum. The American people are going to have to face the fact that over time, it's going to cost billions of dollars to manage this program if left unchecked.
But isn't it also, in a way, inhumane? If we're going to continue to corral these horses, the adoption program is failing at this point.
Well, it is failing. But what's really inhumane? To have a horse who's not wild anymore in a holding facility or in a pasture in the Midwest, or a starving colt trying to suck a last drop of water out of a mud hole. There's literally been tragic, inhumane, unimaginable things happening to these horses, where they starve themselves or they don't have any water. And again, I've heard wild horse advocates say that's the natural way. Well, it's not the natural way, because the horses have been managed since European man has been on the North American continent. So we better face the reality that they need to be managed and they need to be controlled, and the populations need to go down.
Do you think that from a political point of view, that the number of emails, et cetera, that are generated will outweigh the cost? Because Congress has to look at this and go, we're not going to be able to fund this. But then they got to be reelected too.
Well, exactly. One of the strongest wild horse advocates in Congress is Senator Mary Landrieu from Louisiana. There isn't a wild horse in the entire state of Louisiana, but from what I've been told, she refuses to even come out west and take a look at the problem. So we have that problem too.
All right, let's take a break. More with Joe Gild when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center, under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design, We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Joe Gill, the attorney. So you were mentioning in the break an op-ed piece in the New York Times about one of the reasons why the public is so frustrated.
Yeah, it really ties into this whole debate, if you will, or the discussion about why politics today is so different. And I mean in 2016, you know, the front runners in both parties have high negatives. We're going to see a flood of terrible negative ads going into the general election. We've got these adamant supporters. Donald Trump blew everybody away, and all political, all of the political experts had no clue where he was coming from and where he is now. They still can't explain it. This was an op-ed piece by a I forget his name, unfortunately, but the headline was, "Do we have too much democracy or not enough democracy?" And the point was that, and he tied it into the anger that is fueling the Sanders campaign, the Trump campaign, and why some of these political professionals have fallen by the wayside. And the point he was making was that in olden times, 20 years ago, the voting public could call up their legislator, their national or state legislator, and express their opinion and expect that there would be some legislative solution. That was their representation, the representative form of government we've created. And what this op-ed said was that that's been co-opted by executive orders and frankly by Republican and Democratic administrations, more and more executive orders. The agencies in the federal government have taken over more and more of the legislative role by rulemaking and, right, and fiat. And the courts have filled a vacuum. So, and the average person, the average voter, doesn't have a conduit into any of those three sources.
And, you know, you raise a very interesting point, which I don't think a lot of people understand. I think most people understand that when a law is passed, the law is passed, and that's the law. But it's not. It's when it gets to the regulations.
Exactly.
That's where everything gets screwed up.
Yeah, and so the frustration comes from people. Nothing is getting done. That's the mantra on both sides. But basically, we have a system where nothing can get done until we have more democracy. And this was the point of the op-ed writer, rather than less democracy. And the less democracy is the courts, the executive branch, fiat, and the agencies, and the more democracy is to get the legislators more engaged. Now, how do you do that? Well, the public has, in my opinion, for a couple of generations, become less and less involved in knowing what's going on with their government, so they're less educated, so there's a reactionary thing going on. And it's up to the public. If they want more democracy, they've got to buy into it.
All right, but do you really think that 50 years ago people were more engaged in their government? Or is that really an illusion that we like to think that people were more engaged? Because it seems to me that the politics hasn't changed in a couple of hundred years.
No, Jefferson was excoriated by the Boston press back in the day.
Lincoln, I mean, it showed how the sausage is made.
It's the tone and the tenor, I think, Sam. There was more trust as a kid in the 1950s growing up in America. I think there was more trust in our government. They're going to do the right thing.
But you were hiding under the table, scared of a nuclear attack,
well, yeah.
And that you were going to get protected by when they knew that was nonsense.
But I also received a polio vaccine. And so, as did every classmate in my grammar school here in Reno. So I think the government did solve more problems then. And we're speaking from a 30,000 foot level here. Did they solve every problem? Heck no. And more problems arose as time went on. So I just think it was a tenor and a tone difference.
I'm going to ask you to sum this up in less than a minute because that's all we have. The Supreme Court just seems to be floundering right now.
Well,
with
sure.
The absence of Scalia. I mean, who would have thought? We've never seen a situation, I don't think, really like this.
Yeah. It's a tragedy that we can't get another justice on the Supreme Court. And speaking as a lawyer, I think there's good arguments on both sides from the policy part of this. But we saw just yesterday in the decision relative to religion and the Obamacare the impasse created by the two factions on the court. We need another justice, and we need to get it done now.
And that's where we have to leave it. Joe Gild, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
Soon.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
What the heck does HVAC stand for? HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. It also stands for one of the hottest careers around. And trained HVAC technicians are in high demand. As an HVAC technician, you'll work with mechanical, electrical, and refrigeration systems. Start your career as a heating, ventilation, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. That's 775-583-4696.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for your money.
Call Laub & Laub.
Marshall Carrasco shares real estate market news on News 4 at 4.
The main thing people are looking for right now is it's about terms. They want to make sure they got a good interest rate. They want to make sure that people are downsizing. They're not looking for the big mansion anymore. They're looking for something that's affordable but in good school districts. And that's pretty much hasn't changed for 30 years, but it's something that's really high on everyone's list.
For more details on this topic, go to mynews4.com/Marshall Realty or MarshallSellMyHome.com.
Memorial Day weekend, Club Calneva and Ceres Casino present Biggest Little City Street Fair. Enjoy arts and crafts, drinks, food, and live entertainment. Starts May 28th at noon in downtown Reno.
A Proper Fit is where comfort and your feet meet. They have a wide variety of styles and sizes. Make your feet comfortable this spring at A Proper Fit, where one store fits all.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, James Smack is here, former Nevada Republican National Committeeman, and Cecilia Colling, chair of the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you both here. So what a convention, huh, Cecilia?
Very exciting. I think we managed to accomplish some things.
For example?
For example, we were able to get our delegates to be able to go to the national convention. We have a platform. In that way, it was a success.
Okay, but were you scared? Literally?
In the beginning, I was very, very sad because I felt that things were going downhill.
In what way?
In the fact that people felt that the way they expressed themselves was through aggression and lack of courtesy toward one another, and I felt like it was going to split the party. And as the day progressed, I felt that things were being said by some of the leadership in some of the campaigns that was inflaming the situation more.
For example?
Well, indicating that setting a quorum was something that was protestable. I mean, it's just a way to get through business. But to have an uproar over setting a quorum was ridiculous and misleading, and it was led by people with signs like this, no means no. So a lot of misinformation was being given.
And I'm presuming you're laying the blame at the foot of some Bernie Sanders supporters.
There's a faction of the Sanders group that are anarchists, to say the least.
James, you are not without being involved in controversial conventions yourself, as part of the Ron Paul.
Heard the word anarchist for about 8 years or so.
I know, and I'm kind of a little shocked to hear that. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that the Democrats have quite the split between who their establishment's putting forward and the uprise, the candidate on the uprise, which is Bernie Sanders. I think the Democrats have quite a bit larger problem because Bernie Sanders has gathered so much more popularity than even Ron Paul did in the Republican process. I mean, Ron Paul never peaked out much more than about 20-22% in any of the primaries or caucuses from that I recall. And so you're looking at a very knowledgeable yet definitely a recognized minority trying to make changes and inroads within the Republican Party. Bernie Sanders folks recognize they're almost there. They can see the brass ring. They can look at grasping it, and they're doing everything they can to try and get a hold of it now. I still think that the Bernie Sanders contingent of the party is still probably about 8 or 12 years away from nominating a Bernie Sanders-type candidate, but I think that type candidate is coming for the Democrat Party, and I think that there's going to be more of the move toward the socialist wing of the party going forward than there even is right now.
Cecilia, you agree?
I think that the progressive movement is very strong. I felt that the activities at the convention were an act of desperation because they did not get their folks out. And so they were willing to push it to the limit to try to turn the tide. So in my opinion, that's an act of desperation. The party in this state took a neutral stand, and they became the enemy anyway.
But isn't that based on the fact of the superdelegates and the idea, you know, as so many people have said, that this system is rigged?
There was a lot of discussion about the system being rigged, but they still didn't have the majority. They didn't get most of the delegates. So what was the point of carrying on? I just don't get it.
Speaking and just looking at this and watching this from the Republican side and looking at what's going on in the Democrat Party right now, I don't see a path for Bernie Sanders to win the majority of the pledged delegates through the primary process. I just don't see that path. He'd have to win like 75% of the vote in California. He'd have to win every primary with 67-70% of the vote at this point in time. And it's very much like what happened in 2008. 2008, Barack Obama won the majority of the pledged delegates, and the superdelegates gravitated to him. Same thing's going to happen here in 2016. The problem is that the Hillary Clinton folks decided, you know what, let's just put our balls away. Let's play another day. They're back here in 2016 trying to wrest the nomination. And the difference is the Bernie Sanders folks, I think they feel a sense of entitlement that they want it now. And they feel like that they're working harder, they're doing more, and that their candidate has a better message for the Democrat Party. And the thing that also is amazing about the Bernie Sanders movement is how much youth is involved. It reminds me a lot of the Ron Paul movement from that perspective. I was one of the older people in the Ron Paul movement, from what I recall. There were certainly some folks that were older than me, but for the most part, it was a younger movement. And I see that in the Bernie Sanders movement. And the interesting thing is going to be if they stay engaged and they do the same things that the Ron Paul people do that did here in this state and some other states, is that going to be enough for them to push their message and their type of candidate over the top for a nomination in 4 years or even 8 years?
Cecilia?
Well, there are a lot of young people that are being inspired by Bernie Sanders. And I think it's a reflection of the times, the post-recession. We welcome them.
But it's also it's also an age split, right?
There were a lot of older individuals in the Sanders camp. I know that people feel that there aren't, but if you were had been present, you would have seen that there were a lot of older people in the camp, and that's fine. I think it's refreshing to the party to have new energy and new ideas. I participated in that sort of thing in the 70s. It's the approach to it that I object to.
Are you concerned it's going to continue to be more violent as time goes on?
I think that they may run out of steam by the time they get to Philadelphia. I certainly hope so.
Quick answer.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to depend on how well Bernie does in California and a couple other states. If he pulls 70% of the vote in California, that's going to give him an awful lot of momentum going into the convention.
And you know what? We spent this entire segment not talking about Donald Trump. Thank you both very much. We'll be right back.
Thank you for that, Sam.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When you're thinking of calling a personal injury attorney,
you don't want to call a local number and be transferred to a Vegas office.
We live here. We'll meet with you today. Call us.
Let us fight for you.
Only at Home Solutions at Ace. The Memorial Day sale featuring Oak Creek solid wood furniture, bedroom sets, bookcases, occasional tables, Murphy beds, and more. American-made solid woods in oak, alder, hickory, and cherry with your choice of assorted stains and hardware. We also take custom orders. Buy select best rocker recliners and get a second one free with 30 colors and 3 leathers to choose from starting at just $5.99. Only at Home Solutions at Ace. The hardware store with an entire furniture center.
If you want to discover, we've got the Jeeps for you to drive at Carson City Jeep. Discover a world of savings and selection on hundreds of new Jeeps ready for summer fun. Save on a new 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, just $29,800. Or the 2016 Jeep Cherokee Sport 4x4, only $23,000. The Drive and Discover event at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
Prescription drug abuse impacts all of us, and Nevada organizations are working together to ensure resources are available for those who need them. Overdose is serious and can happen to anyone using a prescription opioid or heroin. If you see someone overdosing, call 911 immediately. Calling for help is not a crime. If you know someone who's going through opioid withdrawal, please seek medical help. Those who go through withdrawal without the aid of a medical provider are more likely to overdose. Get help before it's too late.
It's the Drive and Discover event at Reno Dodge, and Dodge Journeys are now on sale. Get the new 2015 Dodge Journey for only $21,000 even, and you can shop our entire inventory online.
Reno Dodge, powered by trust, driven by you.
Now is the time to start a trend, so think local Northern Nevada.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show, very popular, at iTunes, free of charge.